top of the first inning. Pawsucks pick it up right where they left off last night. A leadoff single for Devin Marrero. So with one on and one out, the $72 million man just assigned from the majors for this game this evening up at bat.
Now the 1-0, and the pitch swung on, corked out to deep right center field. Lowe going back, looking up, and this is off the base of the right center field wall. It's in for extra bases. Devin Marrero is being waved around. Here comes the relay throw to the plate. It's strong, but not in time. Aaron Sebia thought he had the tag on the body of Marrero, as did Morgan. And here comes Dave Brundage. It was a very close play. If Marrero was safe, it's because he got underneath the tag.
As most arguments do, that went nowhere. We'll hear more from Dave Brundage later in the night. So 1-0 Pawtucket after one inning. Top of the second inning, Devin's cousin Chris Marrero leads off with his fifth hit in six at-bats this series. But Adam Morgan works out of it after the double to lead off the inning. A big, big out just mentally to keep Lehigh Valley in it after last night's shellacking. Top of the third inning now. A second RBI for Ruzne Castillo. This on a ground out. Scores Devin Marrero after a leadoff double. 2-0 Pawtucket. Finally, some life for the Pigs in the top of the third. An unlikely source. Cam Perkins leads things off with a triple to right field. So Taylor Featherston, the next one up.
Corner third is up. Everyone else is back. Featherston a righty. And Cuevas delivers. The pitch is swung on and scorched out to deep left field. Castillo is back. He's on the track by the wall. And it's high off the left center field wall. Extra bases for Featherston. Perkins scores. Lehigh Valley on the board. It's a 2-1 game.
Featherston's first RBI as an Iron Pig. But hold on, when you thought things might swing in Lehigh Valley's direction, William Cuevas, starter for the Sox, works out of the runner on third with nobody out. Jam, a 2-1 Paw Sox lead holds up through a third of this game. And they kept it going into the fourth inning with two more runs. RBIs for Chris Dominguez and Sandy Leone, 4-1 Paw Sox. But when the bottom of the order came up for the Pigs in this game, good things seemed to happen. Leading off the bottom of the fifth, a really sharply hit ball by Cam Perkins right at center fielder Ryan Lamar gave a good sign going out. Still down three, the only Pig to drive in a run so far in this game struck again.
As the 1-1 to Featherston is swung on and driven over the left field wall, a solo shot for Taylor Featherston. That got out in a hurry, a looping liner, his first as an Iron Pig. It's a 4-2 game.
But again, momentum such a key factor in this one. Every time Lehigh Valley laid a punch, Pawtucket countered and had more than the answer. They added some more. Bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth. Top of the sixth. The Devin Marrero ground out scores Chris Dominguez from third. Then Sandy Leone scoring on a Ryan Jackson throwing error. That chased Adam Morgan out of this game for Lehigh Valley. 6-2 Pawtucket. On to the bottom of the sixth, where Nick Williams and Dave Brundage both ejected for Lehigh Valley after arguing a call at second base. Williams tried advancing on a throwing error. He appeared to beat the throw, then was pushed off the bag. The tag applied, the umpires deeming it legitimate. Just the kind of series that it appeared to be for Lehigh Valley. But hold on, a chance in the bottom of the seventh. Two on for Ryan Jackson, batting in the nine hole.
Two outs, runners at first and second, and the 0-2 to Jackson is swung on and flared. Shallow left field, it falls in, a base hit. It's going to score a run. Perkins being waved around. He easily beats the throw sliding in, and it's 6-3. Jackson on an 0-2 pitch comes through with a flare into left. And the Pigs will bring the tying run to the plate here in the seventh inning.
And again, it was the bottom of the order that came through. But the inning ended 6-3. So a save situation, Kyle Martin on for the Paw Sox, but he quickly loads the bases with one out. Brock Stassi singles for Lehigh Valley, Cam Perkins an infield single, Taylor Featherston, who seemed to be on base every single time he was at bat, and seems to have been on base every single time he steps up to the plate this year, gets hit by a pitch. It's all juiced for Ryan Jackson.
Here is the 1-1 from Martin, and the pitch is swung on a chop towards short. They're going to get it out at second. Now a relay back to first. Pulls the first baseman off the bag as a run scores. It's 6-4, and the Pigs still have life, albeit with two outs.
Good throw, and it's probably over. Two outs. Tying run now at first. Winning run. David Lowe at the plate.
Again, a 2-2 pitch. Martin delivers, and the pitch swung on, flared, shallow left center field. It falls in front of the outfielder for a base hit. It's a 6-5 game. Lowe comes through, and the tying run moves up to second base on the RBI single from Lowe. And now the Pigs are a base hit away potentially from tying this up.
Pigs still alive. Pitching change for the Sox. Jorge Marvan in to face Angelis Nina, who's RBI'd in all but one game this year.
Jackson at second, Lowe at first. 2-2 on Nina. Marvan, a low set, and his 2-2 pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. High fastball at 94 to retire Nina and end this thing. And Pawtucket somehow, up against the rope, survives, holds on, and wins it 6-5.
And Pawtucket sweeps the short two-game set to start the season being played at Coca-Cola Park, the home opener yesterday. Today, the second game of the regular season. It's the third consecutive loss for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the seventh consecutive loss dating back to last season at home.